Unfortunately, Alejandro Solana feels it necessary to play Wham Rap every Thursday at some point, and today seems to be no different.
You guys just put me through,
I know,
an hour
I know.
Of Tannehill versus Mark Sanchez.
I know.
You deserve some Wham Rap.
And for those of you that that thought we were done arguing this, Crowder and I just argued for the last 5 minutes straight about Lamar Jackson. The same argument, by the way. The same argument. We just did it for 5 minutes off the air in a heated fashion because it's inarguable to say that Lamar Jackson didn't have a successful season last season. It's inarguable.
At tailback or quarterback?
No, at quarterback.
Lamar Jackson had a hell of a tailback appearance.
He was a successful quarterback last season. Doesn't mean he's a great quarterback. Doesn't mean he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. But he had a successful season. But we're never talking about this, so it doesn't matter.
We're done now.
We're done. We're done now. Play the Omar song so we can get out of this. Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel, from the Sun Sentinel, from Sun Sentinel, Sun Sentinel, covers the fins, covers the fins, covers the fins, covers the fins. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Just got married, doo 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 doo. All right.
Sorry.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's been in Tampa covering their joint practices with the Buccaneers. And Omar himself has become a news story. And I imagine no writer wants to become the story, but he had tweeted out.
Omar likes that.
You think he likes that?
Hell yeah.
Omar tweeted out yesterday, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but Minkah Fitzpatrick isn't playing well. And Minkah's mom replied, no, you would never want to do that. Maybe it's because he's not a strong safety and is being used to suit other people's skill set, not his own. But, you know, let's just keep ripping him because we know it breaks your heart to do that. And then Minkah had to be asked about that by other reporters. And then it becomes the headline on Yahoo Sports was Minkah Fitzpatrick's mom rips Dolphins reporter for criticizing his play. And Omar's got to sit there and go, what the hell just happened here? You hate that? Do you hate that or you like that?
Most of what you just said is news to me. Didn't even know it.
It's everywhere, bro.
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. It was shown to me during practice what his mom said. I didn't even finish the tweet that she said because I was too busy watching practice. And I absolutely hate when that stuff happens. But it's part of what I do, so it is what it is.
Yeah, if you Google Omar Kelly, Minkah Fitzpatrick's mom, you will, I mean, headline after headline. That Yahoo Sports one was the one that grabbed me because it was the most salacious out of all of them. But yeah, that had some legs yesterday. You would agree Lamar Jackson had a very successful season last year. No, I'm not doing that.
I got to ask him.
Lamar Jackson led his team to the playoffs.
Yes, he did.
There you go. Let's
yes,
not
he
do
did.
This.
Yes, he did.
He is garbage-ass
quarterback.
No,
he
stop
was
it. He's not a garbage-ass quarterback. You can't
Bro!
Say that either.
Bro!
I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this. Talk to Omar about what you want to talk to him about.
Now I got excited.
Listen, let's address this Minkah Fitzpatrick thing.
Okay.
Let's address this Minkah Fitzpatrick thing. Okay. And this is the first time I'm addressing it because I really honestly don't know what's going on because I don't really pay attention to peripheral stuff. Like, people have to understand, like, Minkah Fitzpatrick's mom is like one of 40 tweets that came to me during a practice period, and I'm not paying attention to tweets coming to me. I don't think I've still read it because when you read it, I heard a piece of it that I had never heard before. I don't know her. She don't know me. Let's just keep it that way. And Minkah had to address what she said, which there's some validity to what she said. You know, Rashad is down. TJ is down. Walt Akins is down. Those are your top three strong safeties. Obviously, somebody's got to play strong safety. Like, what does she prefer Minkah do? Just sit there while, while somebody else plays the position for the starters? So, yeah. Is he playing out of position? Yeah, but that's not why Minkah is not really having a strong camp. Minkah's playing nickel, and he's covering tight ends. He's struggling against tight ends. He's doing quite well against the nickels. But do you expect more from a first-round pick? Absolutely. Yesterday, he was getting eaten up by Tampa tight ends, which are probably the best tight ends in the country. And he didn't look that hot till he finally got an interception at the end of practice. Now, is he having a disappointing camp? I would say no, because there's a lot being put on Minka's plate. But is he playing up to the level that I would expect from Minka Fitzpatrick coming into his second year in a defense that's custom-fitted for him? No, I don't. I don't think he's playing up to the level that he can. Do I expect him to play better? Absolutely. Hell, right now, if Minka was a cornerback, he'd be the number two cornerback on the team. But that's not what they're asking him to do. The problem is what they're asking him to do, he's not doing it quite as well as they would hope right now. And that's a lot of people on the team, so let me not, like, call out Minka. Like, this team got a lot of hard truths and a lot of medicine. Like, Charles Harris, people have ignored it all week. I haven't. But Charles Harris has been demoted to the second team. He's been replaced by an undrafted rookie from Georgia. Like, does that matter to you people? Or is it just, you know, hey, this is just the way that it is. We expect first-round picks from the Dolphins to be disappointments.
And, oh, back to quickly, I got to go back to the Minka Fitzpatrick mom thing. You treat a player's parents or a player's agent or a player's brother, cousin, sister the same way you treat a random egg or Dolphin fan 45964 on Twitter. You treat players' parents and the random fan the exact same when you speak to them.
I treat everybody the same way. I don't treat anybody as if they're special. A lot of times agents come to me and ask me how their guys are doing. I'm not the person to come to if you don't want the harsh, if you don't want the truth. If you want me to pacify you and just tell you what you want to hear, you could go to Beasley or you could go to whoever else. You know, not to call out Beasley.
It sounded like you called out Beasley.
Damn, oh, like yeah, that would be.
You're going to be fighting Adam Beasley. I'm going to fight Leroy Horde. He's texting me that he's coming here to get me.
Listen, I'm just, everybody knows who I am. Everybody knows what I do. I'm not that person. Like, I'm not going to pacify you. I'm not going to sit there. Like, do I like Minka? I love Minka. I think Minka's a good player. Is he having a good camp? Not really. Is he having a bad camp? No. Yeah, he's being asked to do a lot right now, and he's being asked to play out of position. Is Minka a strong safety? No. But I understand their vision, and this is what I don't get from my peers. Like, he's got to play the position because three strong safeties are down. What do you want him to do? No, you want him to replace Bobby McCain and play free safety? Well, they don't want to do that because they want Minka in the action. Like, how do people not get this? They want Minka closer to the line of scrimmage, more involved, because that free safety is basically just a center field, the last line of defense, nothing gets behind me. How is that ideal for Minka Fitzpatrick?
It's not at all. Oh, and I'm with you. He was down in the box. He blitzed at Alabama. Like, he is an active guy in the box. So I fully understand what you're saying and respect that they're putting him down there. But I was thinking when I first heard this story that Brian Flores is, now you're saying, with the injuries, he's working Minka in different positions, even if he doesn't plan on playing him there, just so he gets a better understanding of the defense, understands what every position is doing to make him better at nickel corner, boundary corner, strong safety, free safety.
Yes.
If I know what the backers are doing, that's going to make my job easier.
Yes, and he took some beatings on by these tight ends, who are very good tight ends. He should know because one of them played with him in Alabama, and he was in one-on-one coverage with really good Pro Bowl tight ends. Okay, the lessons that you take from that, you learn from that, should carry on to the season. I mean, we know Minka is not mentally soft, so he's not going to go, you know, he's not going to go into a shell like a lot of players would. The question is, what is he going to do to improve and play better? And that's what we need to see. I mean, no offense to his mama, but having your mama come to your rescue ain't a good look.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel is with us. You were critical of the Dolphins in your Sun Sentinel column, right? They're just saying, hey, there's holes here that
they deserve that. They deserve that.
You haven't liked what you've seen.
Oh, no, it's not good. It's not good. And part of the reason why it's not good is because I understand this is a rebuild season. This is you purge your roster. You're logically tanking. But how come you haven't fixed one single problem that you had last year? Not one. Not a single problem has been fixed from 2008 to 2009. Not one. And that, to me, is a failure on management's end. I don't care what you want to say about, you know, keeping your compensatory picks or you know, what your 12 draft picks or your $100 million in cap space. You can claim as many injured and waived players as you would like. How come absolutely nothing from 2018 got fixed?
Hey, oh, is it weird to you that it seemed like it before, and now I'm 100% confident in it after yesterday, that Brian Flores is communicating with his players through the media? Christian Wilkins talking about being low. What was it? Rosen with his body language. Is it weird to you that he's communicating through the media?
No, because the smart coaches that I've covered did that. Jimmy Johnson was a master at it. And, you know, you get their attention the way that you know reaches them. You know, but then he's also coddling guy. You know, each person gets an individual attention. Like, you know, he really propped and praised. I'm sure he was prepped to address what was going on, because Minka was certainly prepped to address what was going on. He showered Minka with praise. And it's true. It's valid. A lot has been put on Minka's plate. You know, Minka and probably Jerome Baker have probably had the most put on their plate this offseason, outside of Xavier, which we all know he got to carry a lot. But, you know, and Bobby McCain, those are the guys who a lot is being put on their plate. The question is, how are they going to handle it? How are they going to respond? Are they working to get better? Like, these coaches, they coached them rough this week. I mean, it was a lot of tough love. We got an opportunity to hear a lot of it because we were close to the field. I mean, it was some abusive stuff to all the guys. So, you know, if you can't handle it, then, you know, you're playing the wrong sport. Am I wrong, Crowder?
Yeah, you can't be mentally soft or emotionally soft in this level.
Mm-mm.
Also, now for the last 45 minutes of our show, we had a rough practice here. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, it happened on the.
Can you bring Hawk some new draws?
Crowder needs to. Crowder needs an IV of alcohol because. I'll just ask you, and no long answers. Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, that's how you want all your answers.
I hesitate to go down this road again. Who had the more successful tenure with their team, Mark Sanchez with the Jets or Ryan Tannehill with the Dolphins?
It's got to be Mark Sanchez because he led his team to the playoffs.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go stand in the corner.
I don't want to hear that dumb crap.
Go stand
Sanchez
in the corner.
Sanchez is a garbage-ass quarterback.
That's not the question.
And Hawk makes
That's
this dumb-ass success.
And what is Tannehill?
More successful run. He's better than Sanchez. He is 10 times better than Mark Sanchez.
That's not the question that he
That's
asked.
That's not the question.
Asked,
successful.
Thank you.
Successful.
Don't raise your voice to Omar.
Okay.
He's our guest.
Okay,
don't raise your voice. Don't raise your voice.
Who's had a more successful career? Because Mark Sanchez has been to more playoff games in his career.
Tannehill.
But No. Oh, you can't. No, oh, you can't say this because you just said Mark Sanchez had a more successful career with the Jets, and Tannehill's only been to one playoff game they didn't play in. So now you're changing your narrative,
but
bro.
Let's be honest about this.
It's
inarguable that he was more successful for the Jets than Tannehill was for the Dolphins.
What about their careers?
I mean, they're
Tannehill has not been to a playoff game.
They're both garbage.
No. So who has a more successful career?
More successful career?
Yes.
Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez has a more successful career than Tannehill.
Yes.
See, now you're sounding dumb. That sounds dumb.
Versus Ryan
Tannehill has the most successful career.
How, Omar?
But Mark Sanchez had the most success with his franchise.
Right, correct.
Because he led them to the postseason, which is what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. How come you and I know this and Crowder doesn't?
Okay, so how can Tannehill have a better, more successful career with playing in zero playoff games?
He doesn't.
Because he's started longer, he's led teams to more mediocre success. he's made more money. Sanchez can't get a job as a backup now.
He retired.
Tannehill will be in the league for the next 10 years as a backup.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody, like, isn't he pushing Marcus Mariota right now?
Yes, that's how this all started. Unfortunately,
yes. I mean, we knew he was going to push him. Tannehill will look great in practice. Let me take that back. I'm lying to you. Tannehill will look okay, sufficient, adequate until the pressure starts and until he really has to deliver. Then he doesn't, and then his coach is running, you know, draw plays on 3rd and 7 with the game on the line. You know, we know what it is.
Would
the question is like?
Would you like to apologize now, Crowder? You want to apologize?
To who?
Or do you need to go downstairs and get a drink right away?
I want y'all to apologize to Tannehill.
We need to get him a drink stat. I'm going to
call Tannehill. I'm going to bring y'all to church with us Sunday.
Is anyone in our listening area have a towel or something for Crowder? He needs a towel off.
Or a change of drawers for Hawk.
But we're not talking about this ever again.
y'all are debating these mediocre quarterbacks.
Somebody had texted that in. This is the epitome of Dolphins and Jets fans arguing who had the better of the worst quarterbacks with their no success.
Who had the better mediocre quarterback?
It's just such an awful argument. When I tell you we wrecked the program clock, this was the worst 45 minutes of radio that we've ever done.
I'm sure it's good radio because South Florida, we just love our quarterbacks. And unfortunately, you know, we're going through another season where it's just going to be hot quarterback garbage. But, yeah, it's – you know, we got to do better. All of us got to do better. We the franchise got to do better.
All of us. Let's all get better.
All of us.
Let's all get better. And let's all agree.
Get
Mark
better
Sanchez,
with your opinions.
Mark Sanchez was more successful
get
for
better
the
with
Jets
your opinions.
Than Ryan Tannehill was for the Dolphins. And Lamar Jackson had a more successful football season last year than most quarterbacks because he was 6-1 and went to the playoffs.
Great tailback.
He's
an amazing tailback.
Okay, you want to do that, you could do that.
Who throws the ball occasionally? Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was a game. He was 7-14. What in the hell? That's not a quarterback. All the running back options.
Somebody texts in, LOL, Hawk, you keep saying you're not going to bring it up, but then, and thus why my wife and I argue all the time. I can't let things go. All right, Omar. We'll see you, man.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly there. I'm honestly, we are not talking about it again because we have proven me right on all counts. That's why.
I'm going to tell you this. If you can get people to make fun of us and not Omar while he's on, we are doing something wrong.
Right? I mean, when there's three people on the air and one of them's Omar and we're getting all the heat, something's up.
That's when I started questioning my opinion when I saw that.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.